Dreamscape presents Ruby Red Herring by Tracy Gardner, narrated by Priya Iyer. Chapter 1. Avery Ayers rushed through the kitchen of her parents' upstate New York home, grabbing a bagel from the spread Aunt Midge set out every morning. She couldn't be late today. Briefcase in one hand, she rounded the corner of the kitchen island and clenched the bagel between her teeth as she poured coffee into her travel mug and replaced the lid one-handed. She hip-checked her younger sister on the way to the sink. "Tilly, you did send your admissions essay to the conservatory last night, didn't you?"
"Yes, sort of. I'll do it today, I promise."
Tilly looked from Avery to Aunt Midge, both now staring at her.
"I'm having trouble with the closing paragraph, all right? I'll take care of it."
At 25, Avery was 7 years older than Tilly, a high school senior. Tilly had definitely inherited the procrastination gene from their mother, Anne. Just one of several reasons Avery was so glad Aunt Midge lived with them now. Her little sister had better get her admission requirements taken care of, or the London Conservatory of Music would move on to the next voice candidate. Aunt Midge spoke up.
"We will take care of it. Right after school, my dear. No excuses."
Midge waved a hand covered in sparkling rings at Avery, her long, feathery chiffon caftan billowing around her as she moved.
"Go. Give Micah a kiss for me."
"Be safe," she said, almost as an afterthought. Avery nodded, meeting Aunt Midge's gaze. It was something they said to each other now, these last several months. Be safe. How many times in her life had her parents taken off in their cars without a thought in their heads about staying safe on the road? Would it have made a bit of difference if Aunt Midge, or someone, had uttered those words a year ago, when they'd all driven away from Bellows? Would the words have somehow stopped her father from losing control and the car from plummeting into that ravine? Sometimes, when she recalled the crash, Avery still felt the heat that had reached the back seat before she and Tilly were pulled from the wreckage. She straightened the neckline of her blouse and donned the cropped blazer she'd chosen to go with her slim-fit navy pants. The Museum of Antiquities curator was expecting her in less than an hour. Micah was meeting her there. She knew she was spoiled, usually working from her home office at the back of the house. She didn't mind the trips into Manhattan when she needed to be on site for an assignment. Lilac.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?